Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Today's one of those days when all the things I don't want to be dealing with are crushing into my reality, and that's just making me cranky. So when I was thinking about what topic I would like to talk about today, I thought I'd pick something that also makes me cranky because that's the mood I'm in. And that's going to be AI. Because AI really makes me cranky. A couple of days ago, someone left a comment on a video. We were talking about what evokes feeling in an image and in a photograph. And their final comment was, AI and algorithms cannot replicate soul. Anytime AI comes up, I do have a lot of thoughts, and most of them are not very complimentary. And I'm not talking about the fact that they're stealing other people's labor in order to create their tools that will then displace other people's labor. That's not even the worst part of it for me. The basic problem I have with AI is the lack of perspective. You're not getting someone's point of view, you're getting a generated image. And it's generated, it's made up, it exists only because someone typed in a prompt. And that's very unsatisfying for me, because what I love about photography is that someone bothered to take the photograph. To rephrase this, I've seen people talk about AI-generated text, and they say things like, if you can't be bothered to write it, why should I be bothered to read it? That's how I feel about AI-generated images. The fundamental interest in a photograph is that you're getting someone's point of view. You're seeing why they wanted to take the photograph. And it's not just the effort that they're putting in, because sometimes it really is effort. And I've seen landscape photographers talk about the value of a print on a wall is a reflection of the effort that they went to go and capture that image. And they're talking about having spent 6 days waiting on a particular beach for the right conditions to happen so that they can get a shot. And they probably spent 6 months researching that location before they even stepped onto the beach anyway. And so there's this immense effort that goes into it. And that's what the value in the photograph is. You could argue, depending on whether or not you like that photographer's work, was that a good use of effort? Was that a good use of time? And should you be paying for it? But that's not what I'm here to argue. I'm here to argue that if they felt that this was a beautiful representation of nature, this is their expression, and that's what interests me. Why did they put that together? Why did they pick that spot? What was going on in their minds and in their lives that led them to want to make that image happen in the first place? And the thing with AI is that there is no origin. There is no expression. There's no reflection of an experience. Unless you count someone saying a few prompts into a generator, that's not an expression of their experience. That's just, I want to generate something and I'm not even going to do the effort to actually generate it. I'm just going to get a computer to generate it for me. Oh, and by the way, that computer stole a whole bunch of data from a whole bunch of people so that it can make money from me. There's no soul in that, right? Like, whatever it is that soul means to you, that's not it. I'm having a look at what I wrote to this particular person, and I did use the expression vacuous and hollow. So I want that in here. I want those words, vacuous and hollow. I said, I cannot get excited about that level of vacuous and hollow. If all you're doing is punching a few lines into a prompt, how is that a creative process? That's like deciding what channel of TV to watch. That's like curating a bunch of stuff on your TikTok. That's not generating art. Just the word generating. I mean, art's not something you generate. Art is something you make. You feel it. You connect with it. It is a visceral process, whether that's with a digital camera or film. You could argue that if it's with film, it's more tangible, it's more physical than with a digital camera. You can certainly make that argument. The camera is a brush, and if you put that camera in different people's hands, you get a different result. AI, it's like you're not in control. You're not actually in control. However much you think that by typing in that prompt and by giving it guidelines and trying to guide it to a certain point, you feel that you're in control, but you're not, because you don't know what's going on inside that system. Literally, the people who build AI systems do not know how it's getting from input to output. They don't understand inside their own systems. There are mysteries there. This is why they're struggling to solve some of the problems. This is why they're struggling to keep certain kinds of content and certain kinds of responses out of the AI systems, because they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening in the middle. But when you pick up a camera and you're holding it and you point it in a certain direction and you choose what lens you're using and you are making decisions, you are in control. Even the automated features on a camera, you're in control. Just because the camera is doing the light metering doesn't mean that you're not in control. You know exactly what's going on and you can choose to step in and intervene at any time. You can apply exposure compensation. You can edit the raw file afterwards and have a creative tilt on it that was not present when you captured it. You are in control. And with AI, no one's in control. And that is why I am cranky about AI today, on top of all the other stuff I'm cranky about. I hope you have a good day and you don't get as cranky as I do. And maybe I'll be in a better mood tomorrow. See ya.